Illinois Wesleyan University is dramatically increasing financial awards for McLean County High School graduates who choose IWU in Bloomington. University President Eric Jensen has announced a program to offer at least $27,000 a year in assistance for enrollees from the local area, and often more. This will help McLean County students to the tune of about $3,500 above the average award. GLT's Charlie Schlenker spoke with Jensen at the Shirk Center after the announcement Wednesday night. He says IWU wants to help the university be a special place through the initiative, but there's also value to the community from focusing on local enrollment.
Well, I think it's there's at least two reasons that come to mind immediately. One is that we're a part of this community and we want to express our commitment to Bloomington Normal. It's a special place. It's a kind of a tight-knit community. You know, we've talked before, I'm still relatively new here, but it's striking to an outsider how tight-knit it is. And it's a community that's very well educated. I think the best educated metropolitan area in Illinois. So we've got a very strong base from which to draw. Families that value education, that have smart, well-educated high school graduates coming out. From our point of view, also, we're trying to build these interactive experiences for students where they have some ownership over their education. Signature experiences, signature work, whatever you'd like to call that, and that's going to involve interactions with people in the community. And what better way to get those things rolling in a big way than to have students who already have some familiarity with what's happening in the community?
What advantage does that get for, say, someone who goes into an internship if they are local as opposed to in a different community?
Well, first off, it's more than an internship. It's really a sort of a high-content, faculty-mentored kind of an experience that involves also collaboration with outsiders in the way that an internship might. And I think part of that is identifying the thing that lights you up. You know, what is it that you know about a place that you realize, well, I wish that were different, or I wish I could work on that issue, or I wish, you know, in some way that I could have a hand in that. And I think that if you have people who've grown up in town, people who've got some familiarity with these things, that they're in some ways more educated consumers of what those things might be. They may have been exposed to them in community service work they did in high school or in some other venue.
So what are a couple of examples of how that sort of background could make someone more effective in the interactions with faculty or in an internship or in a project out in the community?
Well, I think the interactions with faculty, we're going to count on our high-quality students to be, you know, sort of part of that no matter where they come from. But if you think about maybe somebody who had some exposure to I don't know. They went to the YMCA as kids or the YWCA as kids, and the Y was interested in expanding a particular service. And the question would be, my example would be economics because I'm an economist. I'll pick something I'm familiar with. The Y wanted to know what the sort of market, what the recoverable fees might be for a particular program that they want to start to do some outreach into the community. Well, you know, we'd have students who were able to do that, who maybe even knew the people involved at the YMCA, who can slot right in with a level of trust and familiarity that somebody who came from outside wouldn't necessarily have.
Many internships for someone who's not in their home community require extra expense. Does this make it easier for them to accept certain kinds of workplace experiences?
It could. Part of what we want to do is be able to help fund those kinds of extra expenses as they come up. As we develop these signature experiences, we want to be able to support our faculty and our students in doing things that have merit on their own. And if some financial concern is a stumbling block, we'd like to find ways around that. So hopefully that's not a huge concern. We're not often talking about extra living expenses. I mean, I suppose students could live at home if while doing the internship. I'm not sure if that's the alternative that many would pursue.
We're talking current enrollment that is local is about 7%. This could bump it up from 25 to 35 kids to up to 45 kids per cohort, you're saying. That doesn't seem like a big number, but why is that a really meaningful number to you?
Well, we're small. You know, what we do is very personal. In fact, we're proud of the fact that what we do isn't really scalable. We couldn't do what we do on a really large scale. So if you think about an enrollment, pick a round number like 2,000. If we had 10% of our students from McLean County, if we had that 50 a year, and I think it's probably initially going to be lower than that, a number like that. But if we had that number, that's a significant share of the students that are enrolled here who are local. We get about 10 a year from New Orleans, and so we're going to have 40 students who are from New Orleans. What a nice thing to be able to have the locals bring the New Orleans kids home for dinner, and maybe the New Orleans kids bring the locals down there at let's not say Mardi Gras, they'd miss class, but, you know, get a little exchange program going.
Is there a benefit to the community over a generational course of a life spent starting with an Illinois Wesleyan University education?
I know a large number of people in town who are Illinois Wesleyan alums. They seek me out because of my job. Everybody is very friendly and welcoming, and the number of these people who have made enormous differences in town is it's remarkable. Let's start with somebody like Ed Rust and the impact of State Farm on the community. The number of people at State Farm who are Illinois Wesleyan grads as part of their careers is enormous. And so I think we've through the years had a deeply formative impact on this community. A huge number of the key contributors to this community are Illinois Wesleyan grads, maybe a disproportionate number. I don't know enough of the community to say that for sure. But I think the notion that we can continue to contribute to that moving forward is important.
What is the tendency of homegrown graduates to stay in a home community? Or what is the tendency of any graduate anywhere to stay in the community that they graduate from?
What we know historically is that if you're at a place at the present time, you're more likely to have had some experience prior, including potentially going to school or growing up there or something like that. We're a mobile country. You know, people move in the U.S. from place to place. If anything, I would guess that trend is going to accelerate. You know, you hear these statistics that students are going to do, that graduate in the next few years are going to have not just different jobs, but seven or eight different careers over their lifetimes. If those careers were separated geographically, I wouldn't be surprised. So I'm not going to speculate on the future, but it's a fair guess, I would say, that if somebody were educated here, they'd be more likely to stay than if they weren't.
IWU President Eric Jensen speaking with GLT's Charlie Schlenker. Jensen says the university will pay for the awards through a four-year, $2 million fundraising campaign. Local support will bring total tuition down to about $20,000. Jensen says that's only about $4,000 more a year than Illinois State University tuition. You're listening to Sound Ideas on GLT.